In this catch-up,
whose departure from the big screen left you crushed? And Heidi reads a sexy novel.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Hides.
It's all about laughing at me today, isn't
it? No, we're laughing with you, mate.
We're celebrating you.
We're celebrating
you. Oh, that's right. I can read well.
Now, you've got a talent, and that was you used to do a lot of Bible reading when you were younger.
He opens his mouth.
Stop playing
but
it.
But the words won't come out. He's choking.
I also was champion at speech and drama when in Many a Stedford.
So what would it as Many a Stedford in yesteryear. Now, right now, we've got an opportunity, I should say. Very rare that we address, nor do we service the sickos that listen to this show, but a number of them hit us up after you did some reading yesterday, Woods, and we obviously can't read out the details of that message.
No, we cannot,
but
and we have reported them to the police.
A few guys have emailed us and said, we want Heidi to read from an erotic novel.
Yeah.
So... Would you like some music behind you?
I don't mind.
You don't mind?
I don't mind.
What do you mean?
I don't mind.
I don't think she should have any music. I think it's
It might get too sexy then.
Yeah.
I agree. Now I read 12 erotic novels last night, and this was my favourite excerpt from one of those 12.
Beautiful.
It's from a girl called Lauren Blakely.
Never heard of her.
The book is called Night After Night. Beautiful. And it is a saucy novel. Now, Hides, because it is a family-friendly show, I have replaced the naughty words.
We are a family friendly.
With the word sandwich. So I'll hand it over now.
Yeah, how is sandwich sexy? I've got to make it sexy.
Well, there you go.
You're a champion.
Okay.
Go for it, Anna.
So again,
don't read ahead.
There's so many blokes driving right now who are just on the edge of their seats.
Remember, I used to do sport in a sexy voice once.
Yeah.
When we first started.
Here we go.
Okay, you ready?
Do you want to read the title of the novel first?
From Night After Night by Lauren Blakely. He drove his sandwich inside her, setting off another shattering moan that was music to his sandwich. She was quite an instrument to play, so finely tuned, and if he touched her sandwich, she made the most glorious sounds, raw, intense, absolutely delicious noises of pleasure as he plundered her with his sandwich. I still don't think this is family friendly when you replace it with sandwich.
No.
She grabbed his sandwich, yanked, and pulled him closer, and he took...
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Their old school party is this Saturday night, and you can get yourself some free drinks. You know you make me wanna shout. It's Woody's shout.
Woody's shout.
It is Woody's shout. He skimped on a bill with me, and I'm letting you guys reap the rewards of that. The only thing is you have to register for the party, hit.com.au. You obviously have to be coming to get to reap the benefits, but you also have to take a photo of Woody in the wild.
Yeah.
Now, I was doing the maths on this outside,
Woody in the
right?
Wild. Woody in the wild.
Let's say you drink Negronis on the night, only Negronis on the night. That's
beautiful
what
beverage.
Woody does. He only drinks Negronis, right? Mm. So let's say it's $20 a Negroni, which is about
Negroni.
Right.
Yep.
Let's say you have a Negroni every half hour. That's $40 an hour. And if you're there for 4 hours, then you're looking at $160 worth of drinks.
Yep, I'm booking a flight to Bali right now.
And if we've got, let's say, 5 people doing that, that's $800 in drinks.
Coming out of Will and Woody Proprietary Limited, which hits you as well.
You want to go back into the underground,
so
Woody.
This isn't just something we're giving away here. This is $800 worth of drinks that Woody could be forking out this Saturday night at the old school party. But you've got to spot him, guys. You've got to take a photo of him somewhere in Perth this week with the hashtag Woody is a tight ass. And it looks like Toma from Kareem, which is where you were hiding the other day.
Damn it, Toma.
Might have spotted you.
Toma, hello, mate.
How you going, guys?
Good. Now, did you spot Woody Whitelaw?
Yes, we did yesterday. I'm on Jersey Street.
Oh, so that was you.
That's where we caught him.
Yeah.
So are you registered for our old school party?
No, but I'm going to right now.
No, you don't need to worry, mate. You can just can he just come along?
Yeah, you can come along.
You can come along, and it's Woody's shout.
You're a good man.
You've got the photo evidence.
I've got a video too.
All right, mate. You know you got to post that. You got to post it on Instagram.
Yep.
Hashtag Woody Tight Ass. You get yourself free drinks for the night. What do you drink, Toma?
Woody Tight Ass. Sorry.
What do you drink?
On the tins, mate. On the tins.
On the tins.
On the tins.
Yeah,
that's cheap. That's good. You can have as many tins as you like, Toma.
Congratulations to Toma. But you can be like Toma if you come to it. It will be a cracker of a night.
He's a good fella, Tom.
We're giving away a brand new Mitsubishi Mirage from the guys at Southside Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night. We're going to be there.
It's going to be fun.
Old school tunes all through the night. And you can have your drinks paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever you're doing in your lunch break, go out, try and find him.
Yeah, good luck. We've got a plan today. I don't know if you've seen John Wick 2, but he gets transported through the underground. That's an obscure reference, but that's what I'm doing.
Now, remember, all you got to do is take a photo of him, hashtag Woody's a tight ass, post it on Instagram, and that's it. Friedrich's at the old school party.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
So I won't tell you what happened, although, oh my God, I was on the edge of my seat messaging producer Jack, just going, this can't be happening.
Jacko.
But there's a moment in the show.
Jumped in there.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to tell you where you hear this blood curdling, horrific scream.
In front of a choir of some description.
So that was the dramatic music that they chose to play.
Wasn't in a church?
Mm-mm. No, praise the Lord. So I'm not telling you what it was, but all I'm telling you is that I was texting Jack till all hours because I couldn't sleep because that scream just kept going over and over. Like, it woke me up from my sleep a couple of times just hearing that scream.
What? Obviously not again.
Isn't it horrific?
Right. Here comes the choir. Oh.
So it got me thinking, I want to know from people on 131060, have you been woken up by a scream?
Ando.
Woods.
Right here.
He put his hand
up. A scream?
Yeah. So it could be someone who sleeps next to you.
Yeah. An example.
All right.
So get this, having a little cheeky nap. Beautiful. Lovely little nap. In the morning.
Anyway. Why are you whispering?
Bring it in a little bit. Anyway, having a nap. Beautiful nap. All of a sudden, I wake up. It was the same time that Steve Jacobs was doing his weather report and he got attacked by a turkey. What's going on?
Steve Jacobs has been attacked by a turkey. You were woken up by his scream.
Steve Jacobs.
It could be anything. It could be your kids.
Yeah.
It could be, like I said, over and over again, I'm woken by Griffo screaming, yelling out profanities in the middle of the night.
That's right.
But 131060, have you been woken by a horrific, blood-curdling scream?
Oh, all right.
Saucy.
Give us a buzz.
Ghost stories?
If you've got a ghost story, even better.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Have you been woken up by a scream like this? Oh, keep hearing it over and over again, so I don't know why I choose to keep playing it or talking about it, but I thought it was interesting. Wentworth last night was the season finale, season 5. If you haven't watched it, you've got to catch up on it. It's one of the greatest Australian TV dramas I've ever seen. It's beautiful. So, you just get so addicted to it.
What about Neighbours?
That was when I was younger, definitely.
Yeah, it's a tie.
But
it's a tie. If the toadfish joined Wentworth, huge. Ali from Bayswater, how are you going?
Well, thank you. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, good, Ali.
Thank you. I think Hides wants to know, have you been woken up by a scream, Ali?
Yes, I have.
Talk to us.
My husband screaming. No. It was awful. We were in bed and he started twitching, which, you know, shouldn't go there, but anyway.
I twitch when I sleep.
Yeah, so does Griffo. It might be a bloke thing.
But I think it's an increase in agitation. I think that's what woke me up. And the next thing I know, he starts screaming. And I mean, I've never heard this noise come out of his mouth before. Wow. My heart rate was racing.
Yeah.
I wanted to wake him up, but at the same time, I was worried he was going to punch me in the head because he was just. And when I finally got him to wake up, he said that he thought he dreamt that he'd been electrocuted.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Is he the kind of guy that doesn't express himself a lot in the daytime? Like, doesn't talk about, you know, if things annoy him, and then all this rage comes out in his sleep?
He's one of those people that thinks inside his head, whereas I tend to think outside my head.
But maybe,
I don't know.
Because that's what I thought it is. Like, I spoke to one of my girlfriends.
We'll talk to you afterwards,
thought,
Ali, about how you can think outside your head. That sounds like it. That's interesting.
I like. So she just says everything.
So her brain
is
out of her head.
I think so. It's in a little vat. She just carries it around with it.
She just says what she thinks.
Rebecca here from York. Hey, Rebecca, how are you going?
Hey, good thing.
Hey, Beck, have you been woken by a horrific scream?
Blood curdling.
Yeah, blood curdling.
Fortunately, I have.
What happened?
So, York's in the country, so I'm in bed, deep sleep, all relaxed, And then next minute, it sounds like some woman's been murdered outside my window. Oh, just like absolutely blood-curdling scream.
Yeah.
So I jump up, open my blind, and there's a fox sitting in my garden.
Oh.
Screaming.
So the fox was screaming.
YouTuber.
Foxes scream.
What, YouTube
the
fox
most
screaming.
Terrifying thing YouTube. You've ever heard.
I didn't know they
foxes
screamed.
Scream. I know goats scream.
Yeah.
Foxes scream.
Yeah, because I grew up like with foxes and stuff all around the house and that, but never heard them scream. All right, actually, I think we might.
No, what are you telling me? You made a few foxes scream.
I think
your time,
the Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We are continuing a chat we're trying to have about male suicide and depression. I think I was reading today again that this is like the number one diagnosed illness in the world at the moment.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. So it's just ridiculous. It's huge. It's like something like 8%.
And like we said, it's in Australia the number one killer for men and women, but yep, men across all ages.
It's so important to get talking about this, everyone. So please, if you're listening and you can take some take-home points, that's great. Or even if you know of someone you think might be struggling, we're really trying to encourage you to have a conversation. Or if you're struggling yourself, 13 11 14 is the lifeline number. Or just go and have a chat with your GP, as we often say. Malcolm Turnbull's paying for that one. So.
Thanks, Mal.
We've met some incredible people, and last week I spoke to, and you're going to meet them over the next couple of days. Hopefully we'll have our big video ready to go for tomorrow.
Yep.
If you haven't been to our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody, Trevor, he's a father of two beautiful girls. He's got a gorgeous wife, Amanda, and sadly Amanda's brother, Drew, took his life on Good Friday this year. Trevor then decided to share his story when Amanda came in to share her story about Drew, and he's been suffering from depression for a very long time.
I came pretty low, came very low, and the thing that saved me was I saw a vision of my wife and my kids. Seeing the pain that my family's gone through, nobody has to go through that. There's always somebody else who can help you. And at Drew's funeral, there were 400 people there. 400 people who loved him. He just didn't see it. I suffer from depression. I don't say that I suffered, because once you have it, you're always going to be susceptible to it. I manage it. I understand what my triggers are. But seeing the pain that my family's gone through, no way in the world will that black dog get me. No way. People need to realise the people left behind, they're lost, they're in pain, and there's no answers. We've got to get out there that it's okay to be upset. It's okay to admit that something's wrong. Don't let it get you. And don't leave people behind.
Some really powerful words from Trev, and he did email our team after we played him on air yesterday. And and like I said, in the video, the response, people just so grateful that yourself, Will, and Woody and him have put themselves out there on such a public forum.
Spoke really well, Trev, didn't he?
And that's the thing, just pure elegance. And that's what this email is. I can't read it all to you, but I'm going to chuck it up on our page, hit929.com.au, later today. But basically, he went and spoke to his brother, who's a nurse, after he spoke. And he wanted to put it all down in words. And he said, I spoke with my brother, who's a nurse, and shared my experience this morning and shared the goal that myself and Amanda would like to achieve. He shared a thought with me, one that I think that you would appreciate. Our lungs are part of our respiratory system. If someone suffers from asthma, we as a society accept that they are suffering a medical condition that needs treatment and regular monitoring by a health professional. Our blood vessels are part of our
circulatory.
Circulatory.
Circulatory
system.
Or circulatory?
Circulatory.
I'm a
circulatory
man.
Yeah, I am too, but I did check with words.
Potato.
If we develop high blood pressure, society also accepts that they are suffering a medical condition that needs treatment and regular monitoring by a health professional. Our brain is part of our nervous system. If someone is suffering from a mental health issue, as a whole, society looks like it is accepting and being supportive, but there are many parts within society that do not share this same view. So he's saying that there's that whole stigma still around it. But a lot of the people that are suffering from depression and that don't see that there's a majority of us that aren't being judgmental. And he goes on to explain that in the article and in the email.
It is a tough thing to get over as a guy, though.
Mm.
That, I mean, and Woody, we did this in the chat that we had as well. I did put you in a corner a little bit, but
put baby in the corner.
That was the idea. Like, I asked Woody if he had a soft tissue injury, what would happen if he was playing football, because he's had a number of them.
I could relate to it hard because it's something from my NFL football.
You've had a lot of injuries since I met you.
But your response was that you'd go and see the doctor and you can actually point physically to the pain that you had and they can fix it. And when I said, but if you're feeling emotional about something or you're feeling depressed about something, your initial response, and again, I'm not blaming you for this because I think a lot of guys would say this, is, oh, but there's nothing I can point to. You know, I can't go in. There's nothing tangible that proves that I've got that. And there is. Like, there really is. You can be so depressed to the point that you can't move sometimes. I've been there. And let me tell you, that is physical pain. It is physically obstructing you from doing what you or who you would normally be or how you would normally be. I mean, but the answer to that is to get help for it. It's not to neglect it. It's not to neglect it at all.
You're like you said, like we were saying earlier, you're not a burden on everyone else. Like, yes, they understand that you might be difficult at times and you're going through a hard time, but think about the life that if you leave us, that everyone else, you know, is living without you. They don't want that. They want to be there for you 100%.
Absolutely. So please, ways to get into this, guys, is have a chat with one of your mates first. I mean, it's a good conversation. Do it over a beer. Just say how you're feeling.
Or a Negroni.
A Negroni. I mean,
maybe specific with the drink. Choose your drink.
You can choose whatever drink you
like. Not an alcoholic drink. Get a lemonade.
Just get a water.
Have an OJ.
Get a mocktail.
Pulp. No pulp.
Whatever you like. And then have that chat just to get things going. I mean, I promise you, you'll feel better. But then if you're still feeling it, and go and talk to your GP. If you haven't got a mate to talk to, just sit down. Walk into a doctor's studio today. Book an appointment at lunchtime. Roll in. Go, g'day, not feeling that well. Malcolm Turnbull will pay for it. He covers the bill.
Yeah.
Can I bring my orange juice inside?
You can take your OJ with you if you want to. But Lifeline 13, 11, 14. If you can't make it to the doctor, just go and chat with someone. It's a great conversation to have, guys. And we're urging you to do that.
Yeah, and please, if you want to see any of the videos that we've shared over the last week and a half, you can go to our Facebook page, Heidi Will Woody.
Absolutely.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I was crushed. Yeah. I was crushed with the news that Daniel Day-Lewis, who's probably my favourite actor, I mean, he's the most decorated male actor in Hollywood history, if you're looking at Oscars. He's won 3 for Best Performing Actor. He's quit acting. He's pulled the pin. Statement today saying he's out. I mean, you might know him. Well, there's a whole bunch of movies that he's been in, which are incredible. But the big one that you guys might know is Gangs of New York, when he played the butcher.
That, my friends, is the minority vote. Now you tasted my mutton. How do you like it, huh?
Now, I'm going to cut out the bit where he kills the guy, because that might be a bit alarming for audiences at this time. But
that's fair.
Daniel Day-Lewis leaving today really got me in the feels.
Yeah, and tears in your eyes.
I love him. I absolutely love him. And I think a lot of people can empathise with the fact that if you remove someone from their screen, and when I say their screen, I mean the reality is that we spend our lives intermittently living vicariously through other people. Yes. And that might be, for example, an actor like Daniel Day-Lewis, or it might be a footballer like Chris Judd.
Oh.
Here's a chance for the Eagles. Now what can you do, Chris Judd? You can kick a goal!
I mean, if you're a big Juddy fan, and when he retired from football, and that flips, that just turn your day upside down. Mm. That really hits you.
Do you reckon people cried?
Oh yeah,
there were vigils set up in the streets. Absolutely,
I don't know about that. But 13,
a bit forwards.
13, 10, 60. What I want to know is, because I want to know, who were you upset when they left your screen?
Yeah. So it could be your computer screen or your TV screen, wherever you're watching.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's basically what you're watching, as I said, whether it's football. I mean, you might have been devastated when Paulini left Australian Idol.
Oh, God, don't.
I was more gutted, I think, when Ricky Lee left.
Oh. Yeah, of course.
She came out at 7, Ricky still Lee remember, because everyone thought she was going to win.
I mean, Woods, when Shane Woden hung up the
boots. Oh, God. I mean, he was at the Pies then, so I didn't really care. but when he left the D's for the Pies, absolutely, that was devastating.
This could be anything. Ando, I mean, any number of the people on seasons 7, 8, and 9 of Geordie Shore.
Oh, no, don't. When Charlotte Crosby didn't come back, devastation.
I mean, I had a pretty good childhood. A pretty good childhood, and huge thanks to Mum and Dad for setting that up for me. But a pretty horrific moment for me was when Big Ears left Noddy.
Because
the rumours were that Big Ears was a homosexual. And that hit filters, and they were like, we've got to get rid of Big Ears because he's sleeping with Noddy. And I was going, Big Ears is an outstanding character. He's wise. He doesn't care how big his ears are.
It's true.
He's always helping Noddy. Noddy gets himself in strife. Who's at his side? Bloody Big Ears.
So it can be anyone who has left your screen.
Who left your screen?
And you were devastated by it.
Who gutted you by it? And how? In what way? I mean, it might have even been when Philip left Play School. I know I was gutted by that.
Phil. Which one was Philip?
That was a big moment. Philip Quast. He went on to pursue a career in musical theatre. He actually played Javert in most Les Miserables around the world. But anyway, 131060.
Will knows. Will coming in with the facts about musicals.
131060. Who gutted you when they left your TV screen? Might have been a character from Neighbours.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We've got Paul here from Balladura. How you going, Paul?
Yeah, good. Mate, yourself?
Yeah, pretty good.
Paulie, two of your calls, and who left? Who are you devastated when they left your screen?
This is really embarrassing, but I was really devastated when Bill and Ben, the flower pot men, stopped playing.
And Ben. What the hell is this?
Who are Bill and Ben?
Oh, Bill and Ben. You're probably not old enough to remember them, but there was a show in the 70s where Bill and Ben and the flower pot men, the little puppets, basically, and they came out of the flower pot and they had a little friend called Weed.
Go on, Paul.
Yeah, so, and do you know what the worst thing about this is, guys? I actually wrote to the ABC when I was 14 years of age, pleading for them to put it back on.
Did they listen?
No. They wrote me a very nice letter back saying, look, unfortunately, we can't do that.
Thanks, and you were 14 Paul. Wanting Thanks, to Paul. Watch.
Hey, Bill and Ben, the flower pot man. I mean, this is what this is all about right now. 131060. If someone left your screen and you were devastated by it, it doesn't have to just be a TV show or an actor. It can be a sportsman as well.
Yeah.
I mean, when they decide to retire and you couldn't watch them anymore. And I think Daniel from Cavisham's got one which probably hit a lot of people in the fields. Daniel?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Hey, good, mate.
Who was it that when they left your screen you were gutted?
Oh, it has to be the great man, Tony Lockett.
There's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
We're very close to quarter time. Plugger goes. He goes. Yeah!
How sad
There's
were you, mate?
There's only one Tony Lockett.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Daniel?
Especially when he broke all the records and everybody knew that they'd never be broken again, and then he retired and it just sort of was like, well, you're never going to see him sort of break any more records because he's so good.
Listen to your voice. He still sounds sad now.
He teased you though, didn't he? Because he left and then he came back, didn't he?
And then like you see him now, how fit he looks looking, and thinking probably could make a comeback.
He probably could, Dan.
He could.
A little bit like John Farnham keeps retiring and then comes back.
Yeah, that's right.
I was Devo like, with John Farnham. I thought that was
it. Well, we were saying before, like, you know, like the toadfish on Neighbours. I mean, he broke everyone's hearts. He left. And then he came back.
He teased us.
He had a crack
at Hollywood, Toadfish.
Toadfish
had a small role in Iron Man. I think he walks past in the...
Hayley from Kelmscott. Kaylee, how are you?
Good morning, sunshine. How are we this morning?
Good morning.
Sunshine.
Anyway, Hayley, let's try and do this without pressing the dump button. Who were you, Devo, when they left your screen?
I think there may have been some other people that shed a few tears when Brax.
Oh, yes, on Home and Away. Stephen Peacock.
Oh, the Peacock.
Yeah, the Peacock. But then he came back as well, didn't he?
Oh, I know. I stopped watching TV after that.
I remember women going crazy that Brax left.
He's a good-looking guy, isn't he?
Oh, and he's lovely. He's a country boy as well.
Oh.
Grew up just near Bathurst.
Going to take more of these kills, the peacock. I mean, he really was.
Oh, he's still around, guys. He's back on TV on Channel 9, I think, now.
Is he?
Yeah, or 7.
House Husbands or something.
I know, he's on Wanted. The new drama with who's the girl from Pact of the Rafters? She's on the run. She's on the run. Oh, you're right. Rebecca Gibney. Rebecca Gibney's on the run. And Peacock's, she's not bad. She's not naughty. There's something going on here. Anyway, watch that one. 13-10-60.
What have you seen the trailer?
Who were you devastated when they left your screen? We'll take more of a bit of a walk down memory lane. And don't be ashamed of you guys.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Talking about people that have really ripped your heart out when they've left your TV screen.
Amy from Moringa, how you going?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Ames.
Who left your screens, Amy?
Well, I grew up watching Grey's Anatomy since I was 13. And a couple of seasons ago, they killed off McDreamy.
Oh.
And I can't even begin to tell you how gutted I was. At the time, I was watching at home alone, and I had to call my boyfriend, and he answered the phone, and for 20 minutes, I sobbed on the phone, crying, not being able to speak, and who died?
Oh my God.
I told him McDreamy had died, he was gone, and he wasn't coming back, and silence.
I always thought that McDreamy was his nickname, by the way. But that's actually his name.
Oh, well, it is. He is known as McDreamy on the show. I didn't actually know he died because I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy.
There you go. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of in the same area, it sounds like, as when I used to watch The X Factor every night and then obviously watch all the behind the scenes.
Oh, when Johnny Ruffo.
And stuff. When Johnny Ruffo.
No, don't. We're not talking about
that. When he went out at 3. Yeah, but then he came back to Home and Away.
He's the concreter from Balcatta. Don't. Come on. That is a national, it's a state disaster that he got voted off, and I don't think WA's recovered since. I mean, thank God to our concrete industry that he came back, you know, but still.
Well, he was on Home and Away, now he's on some other show now. He's back on our screen.
I mean, how do you come back from that, Will? Rachel from Midland. I'm sorry about that, Rachel. He's brought
That's
up
right.
a really
Rachel,
dark point in WA's history.
Who were you devastated by that left your TV screen?
Mr. Squiggle.
Oh.
I love the blackboard. And
yes.
And then reminds me of Will. Hurry up.
Will's always telling us to hurry up, isn't he?
Yeah, we should call him Mr. Blackboard.
You should call me Mr. Blackboard. Jesus.
You are like Mr. Blackboard, though.
I'm not Mr.
Hurry up.
That's right. And then, Rachel, how about when you didn't know what was going on, and then, bang, he'd flip it at the end.
Yeah.
You know when he flipped it? And he's like, oh, it's actually a giraffe.
Yeah.
But I reckon if you look closely, there was already lines there for him.
Come on, Rachel. Don't ruin the childhood dream. That's
how close were you looking, Rachel?
She was obviously right up.
There were lines on the...
God. You're not supposed to sit that close to the TV, remember? Your parents would say that. Yeah. Or you get square eyes.
Rachel.
Sure. God, Rachel.
The new HD TV's cooked Mr. Squiggle because everyone could see the lines.
That's why you had to bow out. The secret was out. Now, I can see... I mean, we're not going to get to all these people. There's some crackers coming through here. When Lisa McCune left Blue Heelers,
I cried.
That was a big moment, wasn't it?
When Damien Walsh Howling mishandled evidence on that show and he got kicked off the force, I cried. And my brother teased me about it for weeks.
Like you watched that too much.
Damien Walsh Howling.
I know a lot of people call him Game of Thrones as well. There's characters there that just. You know, the red, that
everyone's
red,
dead
red
from that
wedding,
show,
that,
though,
was,
isn't
that
it?
Destroyed.
Bit of a slap in the face here. A lot of people calling up saying they were shadow when Basil Zemplis left the station. That hurts. That hurts.
Jeff Farmer is not only the footballer, obviously, when the Wiz left.
I can't believe that no one's caught about this, though, Will and Woods.
Say it. It's time to go Heidi.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon, and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.